This is my bass. We're talking about black rocks, hot sand, and a whole lot of dead things. Some people say they see ghosts, but I think it's just their own bad memories rolling through here like a bunch of cowboys and Cadillacs. Some days I wake up and I think, maybe I'm a lizard, and I'll just spend the day crawling through the black rock. We're talking about black rocks, hot sand, and a whole lot of dead things. Some people say they see ghosts, they say I'm crazy, live out here, but I think it's just their own bad memories rolling through here like a bunch of cowboys and Cadillacs. Some days I wake up and I think, maybe I'm a lizard, and I'll just spend the day crawling through the black rock. We're talking about black rocks, hot sand, and a whole lot of dead things. Some people say they see ghosts. They say I'm crazy, live out here. País. And there's no sign of any brain activity whatsoever. But we are able to keep the patient breathing through the use of the respirator. There's no family to make the difficult decision to terminate the apparatus. So our policy is to keep the patient breathing for as long as we can. There's no sign of any brain activity, but we are able to use the respirator to keep the patient breathing through the use of the respirator. There's no family to make the difficult decision to terminate apparatus. So our policy is to keep the patient breathing for as long as we can. There's no sign of any brain activity, but we are able to use the respirator to keep the patient breathing for as long as we can. In the absence of a family member who could make the difficult decision to terminate the apparatus, our policy is to use the respirator to keep the patient as long as we can. There's no sign of any brain activity. We are able to use the respirator to keep the patient fat to make the decision to terminate the apparatus. So our policy is to keep the patient breathing family
difficult terminate apparatus.
So our policy is
to breathe
as long as there's no sign of any brain
activity,
but we are able to use the respirator to keep the breathing.
Thank you.
You've been listening to U.S. Ears Opera Radio Project. In Malpais and The Respirator are commissions of the 1990 New American Radio series. New American Radio is made possible with major funding from the National Endowment for the Arts and additional funding from the Rockefeller Foundation, the New York State Council on the Arts, the Meet the Composer Reader's Digest Commissioning Program, the Jerome Foundation, and the Pennsylvania Council on the Arts. The series is produced by New Radio and Performing Arts in Brooklyn, New York, which is solely responsible for its content. The executive producer is Helen Thorrington. Regina Beyer is the associate producer. And I am Valerie Smaldone. If you would like to comment on the program you've just heard, please call your public radio station or write New Radio and Performing Arts, 284 Eastern Parkway, Apartment 2H, Brooklyn, New York, 11225. That's New Radio and Performing Arts, 284 Eastern Parkway, Apartment 2H, Brooklyn, New York, 11225.